February 9th, 1902. Jesus places himself at the soul's disposal. Louisa asks for the miracle of not allowing divorce to be confirmed. This morning, on coming, my most sweet Jesus shared his pains with me in abundance, so much so that I felt as if I were about to die. Now, while I was feeling myself in this state, Blessed Jesus, moved and touched in seeing me suffer, placed himself in my interior, and folding his arms, said to me, "My daughter, just as you have been at my disposal in suffering, so do I place myself at your disposal to repay you. Tell me what you want me to do, for I am ready to do what you want." And I, remembering how grieved he would be if man should confirm the law of divorce, as well as the evils that would come from it to society, said to him, "My sweet good, since you deign to place yourself at my disposal, I want you to operate a prodigy with your omnipotence, that the will of creatures be chained, so that they may not be able to confirm this law." The Lord seemed to accept my proposal, telling me, "Almost all the victims who have been on earth and who are now in heaven possess some most refulgent stars on their crowns, which allow them to be distinguished well for the place they occupy. These stars are nothing other than some great glory which they have procured for God, as well as a great good for humanity through them. You want me to operate a prodigy so that this divorce may not be confirmed, otherwise this may not happen. Well then, for love of you, I will make this prodigy, and this will be the most refulgent star that will shine on your crown. That is, having prevented my justice through your sufferings, after the so many wicked deeds they commit, from permitting also this evil in these sad times, which they themselves have wanted. So, can greater glory be given to God, and greater good to men?"